time that God wants to use to change societal structures to bring justice to all people.
Amen.
And I thought about this and been thinking about this. At 65, I've never seen anything like this. And I've been through the civil rights movement. This is a worldwide international movement for one man. Well, not just for one man. He is symbolic of things that have been happening for years. I do want to say that protests are good. They're real good, but the hard work must begin now.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The hard work begins in your homes and with your children and with societal structures.
That's right.
This thing is going to go on for a long time. I don't know whether everybody knows this or not, but the cemetery that we walked past, at one time, blacks had to be buried there.
Yes.
They could not be buried on the east side of town. So that's very, very symbolic to this movement.
Thank you.
I want to say to the young people, and I said this yesterday, my heart is full of hope. It really blessed my soul to see people of all colors and most of them around me younger than me. Because I know my time is short. You all are going to have to be the ones to make the difference.
Amen.
You all are going to have to be the ones to change society.
Amen.
I got two things I need to say. Black lives do matter.
Yes, they do. They do.
All lives matter. But this is about black lives right now.
Amen.
I want to say to my African-American brothers and sisters, if black lives matter, we need to stop killing each other.
Amen.
Something else to say. We need to keep our minds clear.
Amen.
We are not a people that God is our money. This may not be popular, but if you sell drugs to your brothers and sisters,
come on.
You don't do justice to this Black Lives Matter movement. Black Lives Matter Black Lives mean something everywhere. Everywhere, and it's our responsibility to make a change. I have one thing else that I want to say, and I'll give the mic to someone else. I was really glad to be a part of this. I've got kidney issues, prostate cancer, and leukemia. But I felt like I had to walk in this, because I'm walking for my grandfather. I'm walking for my parents. I'm walking for all of my relatives, and I wish to God they could see this.
They do.
They would never believe it. I have one word of just something to offer. God changed my life, and I try to change my family's life, and I try to change the lives of people around me. When we march, and I don't know if I had the strength to be on another one, I was glad to be there. I appreciated everything, but what I did not appreciate was no more racist ass police. I didn't appreciate that. I shield my grandchildren from language like that. And I want them to be able to come to something like this without having to explain to them words that they know about but they don't use. You are speaking to a generation, all kinds of people. It's not just about my anger. Just about your anger, it's about everybody's anger. But you must lay aside your anger enough to speak for everybody.
Amen.
Where everybody can join in, where everybody can say amen.
Amen.
That's all I have to say. Don't let this end. God bless you and God keep you.